You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hello, all you fashionistas out there. Welcome to the second episode of our brand new miniseries, Padme's Closet. I'm your host, Ian, along with my fabulous co-host, Chris.
Hey, guys.
And we are here to kind of talk about Padme's wardrobe.
Like, in a roundabout way?
Like, it's still her clothes.
I feel like she wears all of the things, like, even if they're her. You don't see her wear all right. the things.
Like, they're her clothes, but just someone else wore them for a duration of this movie.
Yeah, so if you can't tell, we're talking about the decoy handmaids.
Yes, we're talking about Sabe and
Corday.
No, she's in the next one. She's in the next series.
I'm just listing all of the days.
I know, there's others like Corday, Dorme, Sabe, Irite.
She's got a day for every day of the week.
Rome, Holiday, I don't know.
Roman Holiday?
What? I don't know, she has days.
She's got days.
Yes.
She got days for days.
Right. So, we are then talking about Sabe and her outfit. She wore the black... This outfit has been called so many things. Chris and I were looking it up. It's been called the black decoy outfit. It's been called the traveling outfit. It's been called Sabe's outfit. It's been called... what else has it been called? So many other things.
Too many things.
It's been called so many things. We're going to talk about that one that she's in. For the primary of her leaving...
The black invasion gown.
There we go, the black invasion gown. So we're going to talk about that one.
There's a good one.
When she is leaving Naboo and heading to Tatooine, and then also her red and black battle outfit that we see her at the very end of the movie with.
Yes.
So we're like, kill two birds with one stone. They're two outfits, so we're going to combine them. We know we said we wouldn't really do that, but guess what? We broke our own rules in episode two.
Oh, wait, are we going to talk about the orange gown? Or the handmaid's gowns?
Well, I was going to do a separate episode for that one, since they have so many.
I think we should, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so yeah.
Disregard.
That would be the next episode of the handmaiden gowns, so.
Yeah. And plus, they're kind of a cult following,
right?
So
a teaser
for that. They deserve their own episode.
Yes. But before we do that real quick, don't forget, guys, that Saturday, March 30th, Chris and I are going to be hosting our Star Wars Episode 9 Theories panel from 6:30 to 7:20 in room 2504AB. That is also subject to change.
Yes. So keep your eyes on the Twitter sphere. We'll let you know if that changes.
Yes. But Chris, do you want to maybe give a teaser of who you're going to be dressed as?
I will be dressed as Padme. It'll be a very... part, you know, it'll be part of her beige period.
Yeah, she's gonna be sporting a lovely color of beige that evening.
Yes, it's the most colorful of all the Padmes.
Yes, you're gonna have a Twi'lek sander and then a beige.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun. So don't forget Saturday, March 30th at Planet Comic Con, 6:30 to 7:20. We would love to see a lot of Star Wars fans there, energized and talking with us about Episode 9 and the future of Star Wars. So that'll be fun.
Come show us your costumes if you're wearing one.
Yes, please, because we like seeing all that stuff and then marveling at the stuff that we cannot do. So, let's just jump in it then.
Okay.
Miss Sabe, we first see her in this gorgeous black outfit. And at the time, we don't know it's Sabe. We just think it's Padme.
We think it's Padme. All of the promotional gear we've seen, we know it's being worn by Natalie Portman.
Yes, if you look at the promotional photos for the black outfit, it is Natalie Portman wearing them. It's not Keira Knightley, who plays Sabe. Yeah.
And ain't nobody taking the time to notice that it's a different girl under the white makeup.
Well, I mean, I kind of figure they did that just because, like, if those leaked, they'll be like, oh, that's the queen, that's another outfit of hers, not some other person that looks weird. So I guess that kind of did it for, you know, ooh, surprise reasons. But this outfit... I literally thought was like a mourning outfit. Like, oh my god, someone died.
Because it looks like it. This totally looks like a funeral outfit. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it does. And
it's a lot. I mean, there's a lot happening.
I guess she's mourning for, like, the loss of her planet and her people, so it's kind of symbolism.
Sure.
Makes sense. So that, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's still a gorgeous dress. So her face is still the traditional white makeup with the red scar of resemblance, as they call it. And then she has a kind of like a black ninja head. I don't know how you would. What would you call
ninja?
That?
Ninja?
Well, like, you know, they cover like the whole like head. I don't know what you call that.
It's a head wrap.
Head wrap. Okay. Excuse me. I like ninja better, but whatever.
Sure. Yeah, she looks like she's gonna sneak up on somebody.
I mean, maybe. But she has a black head wrap. These gorgeous gold and red adorned ear cuff things. And she's like,
which are kind of a throwback to the throne room dress.
Yes, and she has a red and gold, like, mini tiara in the center of her forehead, and this big, billowing, feathered headdress in the back that makes her look like one of those, like, really fancy chickens.
Yes, she does look like one of those very fancy chickens.
But it's gorgeous, and then down below, it's, like, black webbing on top of looks like a gold silk.
It's like a oil slick shift.
Yes.
On the silk, so the according to my handy dandy Dressing a Galaxy book.
Yes, please tell us.
The lace fabric was all handmade. Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, shocker!
Right. I've made lace, like literally knit lace before, so. I cannot even imagine.
Right.
I cannot even imagine.
That pattern also goes down to the waist of her dress and down to the feet, along with her arms as well on the sleeves.
Just and kind of peekaboos out.
It looks like a bunch of pleating on her arms in the back of the dress. Like, it looks like just... Is that pleating, or is that...
I don't know. It's hard to see in that particular photo.
Because it's almost... lots of black on black on black, it's hard to tell what is kind of what.
There are some, there's like some dolls and whatnot, and they're almost, it's a really odd pleating technique. It's kind of like, I'm trying to find a really good close-up photo. It's almost like dragon scale, but it's so,
right.
The black is so rich that you really can't tell what it is. It's just kind of got an odd silhouette to it.
It does look kind of like she's like is wearing a shadow almost.
Yeah. And interestingly, I think this is one of the few dresses that she has that has a bustle.
Excuse me?
So the little, like bum.
Oh,
bump
yeah.
In the back.
Actually, that is true. All the rest of them are kind of just smooth on the bottom, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, like, she could hide a few handmaids in this. She's got some junk in the trunk in this dress.
They just, like, pop out. We'll protect you, Your Majesty.
Yeah. This is a very... There's a lot going on with this outfit.
There is. And the back also has, like, a really pretty kind of, like, silver and black thing, like, the middle of her dress.
So that's the beading?
Oh, that's the beading you were talking... Okay, yeah, so talk
so
about
that,
this beading.
Okay, so they used these vintage jet black glass beads to do this huge beaded panel, which in close-up is stunning. There's so much work into this. It's like beaded lace, basically. And you can't see it. It's so black.
Well, and here's the thing, too.
The
you never,
whole
like,
outfit is so black, you can't make out any of these
and
details.
You don't really see the back of her all that much, either. It's a lot of the front
no.
stuff.
No!
Like,
or from the side. That's why I'm like, what's a bustle?
Yeah, like, in the doll and the figures, obviously, they have it in the back, but you don't ever really see it in the movie, which sucks. It's a really pretty piece.
Yeah. This is one of those... I love the dress in pieces. You know what I mean?
Right. And I also love the
elements of it.
Well, they have the really pretty also, the Naboo crest that lines the bottom with the gold.
Yeah. No, the embroidered Naboo crests are gorgeous. Yep. There are a lot of elements that work.
There is, and it's
separately.
Like a super like drastic departure from this bright red that we saw her before and, you know, 10 minutes ago to now, like, stark black.
Well, and I mean, and, you know, like you said, she is a prisoner. It does kind of make sense that she's, like, mourningly saying, fuck you guys.
Right.
this is my version of dressing up for this. I don't know. Like,
What do you think of the sleeves?
I love the sleeves.
Okay.
But I love a contrasty sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
But again, and at least it ties up to the front of the dress. I don't know. There's just, I don't love this dress.
The one dress from the movie that you don't like? Because we all have that one dress from each movie that we don't like.
No, isn't the one that I don't up and up like. I just don't. It's shapeless. It's got a weird silhouette. She kind of looks like a floating head. The top of the dress, like the feathered flange or whatever you want to call it, and the red earmuffs and the head wrap, like it's all very disconnected from the bottom because there is no red going on at all, and the gold is almost an afterthought.
I agree.
Because the gold is so muted in the dress itself, and it's a very vibrant, bright gold in the headpiece.
Right, and then you kind of get the dull gold down below.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I honestly think there's too much going on in the dress.
I can see that.
It's a weird decision.
It is. I still love it. It's still a very pretty dress, and a lot of action figures and lots of dolls were made of it, so it's one of those kind of, like, iconic Padme pieces.
Oh yeah, it's iconic.
But maybe iconic for not the right reasons?
Yeah, like, this is one I would never recreate myself.
Right. Yeah. Although
there's so much going on, I just feel like it would depress me.
There is a cosplayer by the name of Jedi Manda who is doing this dress.
Well, you know, I mean, if you're a masochist, you're a masochist.
She's making this dress for Celebration. She also made the Senate dress, the really pretty Senate dress, last Celebration. Yeah. And she won, I believe, second place or first place, one of the two. So she's doing that, so kudos to her, and, you know, I can't wait to see it, because I'll see it in person and probably just
gawk
over it, and I may try and take it, but I probably won't.
Well, and like I said, I would probably happily, you know, given the budget, do 90% of Padme's outfits. I don't think I would...
Do this one?
I don't think I would do this one. If somebody paid me to do it... Sure, but I'd also make you pay me like $3,000.
There you go.
That money up front. I don't think anybody's gonna pay me $3,000 for this. Yeah, it's just, it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, it's.
I don't hate it. It just doesn't work for me.
I can see that. But so moving on to her other dress that she has, Sabé. Like we said, we only see her really in two distinct outfits. She blends in with the rest of them when Padme is actually in her queen garb. As a handmaiden and whatnot, which is what she's supposed to do. So they're doing that job correctly. And her last outfit we really see her in is her battle dress. It's the red and black one that she confuses the Viceroy for in, and, you know, and all that stuff.
Yes, yes.
So...
And this is a... Wow. So this reminds me of, like...
It's very Asian-inspired, it looks.
It's very Asian. And also, like, the headdress is very... Back to those sort of... Mongolian motifs from earlier.
Right.
But I feel like if you only thought that Jedi were men, this is how you would gender bend a Jedi.
Ooh, I can see that.
Right?
Yeah.
That is what it has always struck me as.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Totally.
Yep.
I will say that so, this headdress confused me at first when I was little.
Right? Like, how does it even work?
Yes, because, like, the hair and the red, like, cuffs on it, I don't know, like, if, like, is the cut, like, red. It confused me when I was little because I thought, like, she, like, sectioned the hair and then, like, pinched it or something, but I'm like, I don't know if that works. I don't know. It was weird. Also, the headdress, while extremely pretty, is also, like, a huge moving target.
Right?
Like
not only am I in red, but I've got a giant thing on my head.
I have a giant croissant on my head. Please try and shoot me.
Please shoot me. I mean, at the very least, maybe they'll shoot her hair.
Right. So. I love it. I love the paneling on this. I love the color. I like it's black, but then in between black, it has red lines as well, so it's not just a solid black color.
Also, I love the whole decision behind, like, the decision-making process behind this. Like, oh, we might be, you know, launching an escape and a battle. What should we wear?
Well, and to be fair, for a battle, it's very flowy. It doesn't restrict the movements.
Sure, no, the outfit itself, but the hair choice?
The hair is questionable. Like, when Padme has her battle outfit on, which we'll talk about a little bit later in a few episodes, her hair is, you know, in the two kind of buns in the back, but in slick back, and that's it.
Well, it does have, like, a million beads in it, but...
Well, no, her battle outfit,
It's simpler.
That one doesn't have...
Oh, the red one?
The purple one.
The purplish red.
Yeah.
I know what you... With the gold bands.
Yeah. Yeah, this one, though, this is a choice. I love it. It's gorgeous, but it's a choice.
Hey, do you know why her hair is so big?
Is it... I don't know.
Because it's full of secrets.
It's full of queenly secrets.
It's full of decoy queen secrets.
That's hilarious. But so this... And, you know, we have determined that even though Sabe is wearing these things, it's still probably Padme's wardrobe.
Yes.
Because we see all the other handmaidens wear all the purple dresses, so this is Padme's, I guess, battle outfit. You know, yeah, ideally, but just Sabe is wearing it.
You know, I mean, they all seem to be capable, so there's probably, like, some kind of battle training that she goes through, some sort of, like, combat training.
Oh, yeah,
so,
there is.
You know, like, maybe this is what she wears.
Also,
when she's doing that.
If you guys read the newest book, Queen's Shadow, I believe it's called, right? That's new one that just
I don't know.
I think that's new one that just came out. It touches base on a bunch of stuff. It's Queen Shadow. It's the newest one. It's the transition period between Padme Queen and Padme Senator.
Oh, that's cool. I'll have to read that one.
You need to, because it's gotten great reviews. And for the same person who did, I think, the Leia book that you gave me.
I thought it might be Claudia Gray's.
Is it? Maybe it's E.K. John. Hold on. It's E.K. Johnston.
Oh. Claudia Gray just put out a new one, though.
She did. It's the Apprentice one.
Yes.
Yeah, E.K. Johnston did the Ahsoka novel. But anyway, so Queen's Shadow talks about Sabe as well and sheds some light on the character and more outfits and all that stuff. But this outfit, I like the sleeves. I like the dress, how it's cinched in the middle with that black leather belt.
Mm-hmm. Which is also probably not really leather.
No, I like the red... kind of shoulder pieces, and then it goes down to the black.
It looks like silk taffeta to me. It's a very pretty fabric.
Well, and you know that I love really, you know, characters in red and black, so.
Oh yeah.
I have a soft spot for those.
This is Padme's Harley Quinn look. Wait, now the hair makes sense.
Are they like Harley's headdress? I also like the gold in the middle of her headdress too. It's not like it's not a bright gold, it's kind of like a dull kind of copper gold, and it's really pretty.
Padme often has a gold element. It's just there's like a pop of gold.
She does.
In her stuff. And I always wonder if maybe that's it's a Naboo thing.
It might be, and also, I mean, you know, when you look at one of her other dresses we'll talk about, which is the purple traveling outfit, it has a bright, shiny gold, and this one's a very dull gold, so there's different golds there.
Yeah.
Those are the two dresses that Sabe wears. We have the black traveling one and this gorgeous black and red, battle outfit. So which one out of the two do you like more? Is it going to be the battle outfit?
Yeah.
I'm with you too. I like it better.
It's just, it looks more cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not super difficult construction. There is some interesting draping.
Yes, and I think there's some pleating in there too, but yeah.
Yeah, there's some interesting draping, some nice pleating. But otherwise, it's a fairly simple outfit, obviously, for the, you know, purpose.
Right.
But it looks cohesive, you know, from the fabric of the darker sort of black patterning on the darker piece. You know, it recalls the headpiece. There's cohesion, and I like cohesion in an outfit.
There is.
It doesn't feel like, let's take all of the most hard techniques we can and barf them onto one dress.
Right? Yeah, it doesn't. So those are our two Sabe outfits. Let us know what you guys thought of these two outfits. Don't forget to tweet us at Echo Station Cast. Tweet us what you thought. Like us. Follow us, share us around, all that good stuff.
Yeah. Also, tell us why we're wrong and why the black travel / invasion / whatever gown is the best gown ever.
Right? Everyone's entitled to their opinions. It's okay. and don't forget to follow Heroes Podcast Network on the Twitter sphere and go to our website, subscribe to all that stuff. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spreaker, basically anywhere where podcasts are, you can find us almost.
Almost all the places.
So also do not forget that, like we said before, our panel for Comic-Con is coming up in
Saturday the 30th.
2 weeks. So get ready for that. Bring your questions for us. Let us know what's going on there. And tune in next time for Padme's Closet, where we talk about her other handmaiden outfit. So that will be the ombre look, and then the Tatooine look.
Yes.
So those two looks are going to be talked about heavily, and one of them I have strong opinions on.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yeah. So find out which one next time, guys. But in the meantime, may the Force be with you.
All right. May the Force be with you guys. Bye. See you next time. Bye.